Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Nailed it.
Can't get those vocals anywhere else.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a streaming app do that. Kempe Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Christina from Haverhill.
Hey, Christina. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Christina, can you kick Carson out of the studio and light this candle?
Sure. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Best of luck to you, Christina.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, who is filling in for Kennedy today. You're going to get $100. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one. Today is National Bugs Bunny Day. What is the name of the hunter who is always hunting Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
Be very, very quiet. Question number two. Freddie Mercury called it quits on a joint recording session at Michael Jackson's home studio back in 1983 because Michael brought in his pet llama, which is the most Michael Jackson thing ever. Michael's most famous pet was named Bubbles. What kind of animal was Bubbles?
He was a chimpanzee.
Keith Urban was asked about country music's evolution and said he thinks it's great. He noted that it's not a new trend, and country purists have been complaining since the 1950s when Patsy Cline changed things up. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Miranda Lambert? No, that's not right. I guess I'll just say that.
And question number four. 7 years ago today, in 2018, Leonardo DiCaprio had a new species of water beetle named after him because of all of his efforts to protect the environment. Leo has only won one Oscar in his career. For which movie?
Inception.
And question number five. Carrie Underwood slipped back into the dress she wore when she won American Idol in 2005. She wore it on Monday's show 20 years later, and it still fits, so go Carrie. Which season of Idol did Carrie Underwood win?
The second season.
And let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Ooh, quick feet.
Hey.
Do wind sprints in between the two studios.
I did. I've been watching a lot of lacrosse lately. I was feeling quick this morning.
Welcome back. Christina from Haverhill got 2 out of 5.
Correct. All right. Nice job, Christina.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Dan. Let's do it.
Today is National Bugs Bunny Day. What is the name of the hunter who is always hunting Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd.
That is correct. 1-1. Freddie Mercury called it quits on a joint recording session at Michael Jackson's home studio back in 1983 because Michael brought in his pet llama.
That checks out.
That's what I said. Michael's most famous pet was named Bubbles. What kind of animal was Bubbles?
It was a monkey.
Can you be more specific?
Oh, like a chimpanzee.
There you go. 2-2. Keith Urban was asked about country music's evolution. He said he thinks it's great. He noted it's not a new trend, and country purists have been complaining since the 1950s when Patsy Cline changed things up. Who is Keith Urban married to?
Nicole Kidman.
That is correct. 3-2. 7 years ago today, in 2018, Leonardo DiCaprio had a new species of water beetle named after him because of all his efforts to protect the environment.
Oh.
Leo has only won one Oscar in his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
What movie was that for?
I think it was The Revenant.
Yes, he had to get attacked by a bear in order to get that trophy.
That bear kicked his ass. I mean, that was just 2.5 hours of a bear kicking his ass.
Out of all the movies to win for.
It was incredible.
It was just
though.
Bear mauling.
I mean, I cannot imagine the physical demand of that movie.
4-2. Question number 5. Carrie Underwood slipped back into the dress she wore when she won American Idol back in 2005. She wore it on Monday's show 20 years later. Still fit like a glove.
I saw a photo. It's incredible.
Which season of Idol did Carrie Underwood win?
So... What do you need it?
Which season of Idol did Carrie Underwood win?
The second season.
The fourth season.
Oh, fourth season.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't the first.
That was tough.
Because it was Kelly the first season.
That's correct. Mm. Justice for Justin Guarini.
Oh, did yeah, right.
Carson gets the win 4-2.
Wow.
Christina, we appreciate
those
you playing. I know you're dropping your dog off at doggy daycare. Hope he has a wonderful day.
Oh, we got a prize. Right.
We
got a prize, too, real
big
quick.
Big prize.
You just won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Jay Shetty on May 15th at the Box Center Wang Theater. You can join Jay for engaging conversations with a surprise celebrity guest, wellness expert, or influential leader. For tickets, visit boxcenter.org. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Christina, what do you want to say to Carson?
I'm Christina from Haverhill, and I can't beat Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what is up to Lauren from Hopkinton.
Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
You know, without Kennedy, it's a struggle.
Show's never been smoother. Lauren, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Sure thing. Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Lauren.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, who's filling it for Kennedy. We are going to give you $100, which ain't a bad way to start a Wednesday. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. A Karate Kid training simulator is coming to Roblox on Friday to get kids interested in Karate Kid's Legends, which is coming out. Who was Daniel's son Sensei in The Karate Kid?
Jackie Chan.
I need a name.
I don't know his name.
All right, question number 2. 86 years ago today, Lou Gehrig played his 2,130th consecutive baseball game, which was a record. But it was his last because his body was too weakened by Lou Gehrig's disease to keep going. Lou Gehrig's disease is also known as what that spawned the Ice Bucket Challenge?
ALS.
Question number 3. Christy Brinkley says she hesitated to include stories of Billy Joel's drinking problems in her new memoir. Quote, it demonstrates what I was up against, but I never told anyone about our issues, not even my friends. Can you finish the opening lyric to this Billy Joel song?
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me.
Oh, no, I can't. Oh, no.
Oh, we're going to have to deduct points because you're also a music teacher.
I know. It's okay.
Question number 4. Johnny Galecki is 50 years old today. He played Leonard in The Big Bang Theory. What is the name of the university all the guys work at on The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, my gosh. I love that show.
Well, that would help with this question.
It would. It totally would. I will say UC Berkeley.
And finally, the director of Freakier Friday begged the original Freaky Friday star from the 70s, Jodie Foster, to do a cameo in the new one, but she declined. In the 2003 version, how do Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis switch bodies? What happened?
They're out for Chinese food and they read the fortune cookie And then they switched bodies in the restaurant.
Hey, we found your wheelhouse at the end there. Let's get Carson back in the studio. So, Lauren, I know that you are an elementary school music teacher, and that today is your birthday.
Hey. It is.
Are you going to make your students do happy birthday on the recorder for you?
Hot cross no buns way. Is out. Hot cross buns is out. Recorder is out. No recorder.
What are they playing now? Recorder is a staple.
My kids love to play. We do the ukulele instead.
Oh, that's much cooler. Okay. Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Lauren from Hopkinton.
Yes.
She got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay. Great job. Nice work,
Lauren. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. A Karate Kid training simulator is coming to Roblox on Friday to get kids interested in Karate Kid's Legends, which is coming out soon.
Okay.
Who was Daniel-san's sensei in The Karate Kid?
Mr. Miyagi.
That is correct. Mr. Miyagi, 1-0. 86 years ago today, Lou Gehrig played his 2,130th consecutive baseball game, which was a then record. Mm-hmm. But it was also his last because his body was too weakened by Lou Gehrig's disease to keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Gehrig's disease is also known as what that spawned the Ice Bucket Challenge?
ALS.
That is correct.
Which is trending again.
Yeah, I saw the Ice Bucket Challenge is coming back.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, the more money you can raise.
Yep.
Question three. Christie Brinkley says she hesitated to include stories of Billy Joel's drinking problems in her new memoir. Quote, it demonstrates what I was up against, but I never told anyone about our issues, not even my friends. Can you finish the opening lyric to this Billy Joel song?
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me.
Drinking his tonic and gin. Nursing his tonic and gin. Making love to his tonic and gin.
There we go.
I knew it was there somewhere.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah. Okay.
3-1. Question four. Johnny Galecki turns 50 today. He played Leonard in The Big Bang Theory. What is the name of the university all of the guys work at on The Big Bang Theory?
No idea. Never watched this show.
Thank you for not wasting my time. 3-1. It is Caltech.
Caltech?
Yep.
Is that an actual school?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all wicked smart. 3-1. Question number 5.
No, I didn't get that one right.
Yeah, you still have. Oh, yeah, 2-1. I gave you Billy Joel. What am I doing?
I'll take it.
It's harder to keep track when I'm over here hosting. I see your struggle. 2-1.
Yes.
The director of Freakier Friday begged the original Freaky Friday star from the 70s, Jodie Foster, to do a cameo in the new movie, but she said, nah, bro, you good?
I'm good.
In the 2003 version, how do Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis switch bodies? What happens?
Oh, they get into a, isn't it like a fight at a Chinese restaurant or something?
I need you to be a little more specific.
What if
they're in a Chinese restaurant, but that's not what happens. There's a thing that makes them switch bodies.
A fortune cookie.
There you go.
Okay.
3-2.
Wow. That was good.
Carson gets the W.
Yeah, that's wild.
Lauren.
Those were hard.
I'm sorry that we cannot give you Sal's money on your day of birth.
That's okay.
Where do you teach, Lauren?
I'm a music teacher.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Where?
Yeah, thanks.
Are you allowed to say? Is it a secret?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Don't
are all the kids spies? Why can't, what's going on?
I don't know.
She doesn't want to smoke when she gets to school.
That's fine.
Miss Lauren, did I hear you on the radio lose today?
And we also have a wonderful parting gift for you, like any good game show would.
Yes. Congratulations. You have won yourself a $100 99 restaurant gift card. Visit the 99 restaurant this weekend for their double bonus gift card special. Buy a $25 gift card and receive 2 $5 bonus cards.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Lauren, what do you want to say to Carson?
My name is Lauren from Hopkinton, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So with Kennedy out, we're going to play another round of Can't Conquer Carson. Fire that jingle, Dan.
Boo!
I didn't go exactly how I planned it.
You can't conquer Carson.
Was that not a powerful enough launch sound?
No.
For your... Cannon's ready, sir. Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Gisella from Maynard.
Hello, good morning. Is it Gisella or Dizella?
Gisella.
Gisella. All right.
Oh, there's a D. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Gisella. Good morning.
No, it's a G. It's a G like girl.
Gisella.
Yes.
Gisella. Awesome. What is the origin of that name? That's beautiful.
I'm Spanish, but I think my dad got it from Germany, Gisela.
Oh, like Gisela. I got gotcha. All right. Yeah.
What is the origin of Carson?
You ever see TRL?
Gisella, could you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Yes, Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Gisella.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you're going to win $100. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Gal Gadot is 40 years old today. She plays Wonder Woman. She's also Giselle in the Fast and Furious movies and the Evil Queen in Snow White. In the original animated version of Snow White, how does the Evil Queen kill Snow White?
Poison apple.
Question number 2. Kirsten Dunst is 43 today. She was Mary Jane in the old Spider-Man trilogy and had a starring role in this hit movie. Take a listen and name it for me.
I said, burn! It's cold in here. I said there must be some toros in the atmosphere. I said, burn! It's cold in here. I said there must be some toros in the atmosphere.
Can you name that movie?
I want to say Bring It.
Is that your final answer?
No, that's all I got, but I know it's something about the cheerleaders. Oh, God.
All right, question number 3. Kerry Washington is developing a new version of The Desperate Housewives, and it's going to be named after the street the housewives live on. What is that street called in Desperate Housewives?
I have no idea on that one.
All right, and question number 4. Katy Perry says when the online world tries to make her a human piñata, she accepts it with grace and sends her love because the internet is very much a dumping ground for unhinged and unhealed people. What is the name of the daughter she and Orlando Bloom share together?
Daisy.
And question number 5. Ciara and Russell Wilson threw their daughter a Wicked-themed birthday party, and Cynthia Erivo made an appearance on FaceTime to sing a few notes of Defying Gravity. In that song, she sings, "If you care to find me, look blank."
Look at the sky? I don't know.
I mean, you're closer than you think. All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson!
All right, how do you think you did?
2, maybe.
Excuse me.
You're very self-aware. Welcome back, Carson.
Yes.
Gisella from Maynard, she got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay, good
which
job.
Which is exactly what she thought she did.
All right.
Are you ready?
I think so. Nervous.
Why are you nervous now?
Because if she got 2, I'm like, how many am I going to get? 1?
Question 1, let's find out together.
Okay.
Gal Gadot is 40 years old today. She is Wonder Woman, and she's also the Evil Queen in the new Snow White movie.
Okay.
In the original animated version of Snow White, how does the Evil Queen kill Snow White?
Isn't it like a poisonous apple or something?
That is correct. A poison apple. Question two. Kirsten Dunst is 43 today. She was Mary Jane in the old Spider-Man trilogy and had a starring role in this movie. Take a listen in the name of the movie.
I'm just drawing a blank. I want to say Bring It On, but I know it's not Bring It On. I don't know.
Do you have a final answer?
I don't. Bring It On. Really? Wow. I just tried to talk myself out of that answer.
I was like, I'm just going to let him just not say it, but not say it. Is that right? 2-1. Question number 3. Yeah, you were so close, Gazelle. It's not Bring It, it's Bring It On. You're missing one word. Kerry Washington is developing a new version of The Desperate Housewives, and it's going to be named after the street the housewives live on. What is that street called?
Oh, Wisteria Lane, Dan. Love that show back in the day.
Say that one you knew without a pause.
Oh, I love that show. That was a show. That was good.
I've never seen an episode.
Oh, so bad and so good at the same time.
3-1. Question number 4. Katy Perry says that when the online world tries to make her a human pinata, she accepts it with grace and sends her love, saying the internet is very much a dumping ground for unhinged and unhealed people.
Facts. Put it on mute, girl.
What is the name of the daughter she and Orlando Bloom share?
Daisy.
Daisy is correct. She even brought a little Daisy up
into
space.
Blue Origin.
4-2. Question number 5. Ciara and Russell Wilson threw their daughter a Wicked-themed birthday party, and Cynthia Erivo made an appearance on FaceTime to sing a couple bars of Defying Gravity, which is a nice get for a party if you can swing it.
Yeah.
In that song, she sings, "If you care to find me, look blank."
I think I'm just going to... It's like Western Sky or something, but I don't think that's
if
right.
If you care to find me, look blank. I need the full lyric.
If you care to find me, look to the Western Sky. No! Let's go!
He has left his chair and is doing a victory dance in the studio. Always modest and humble.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got a musical question right.
A true veteran who acts like he's been there before when he gets a question right.
Absolutely not. I don't know that I've ever gotten 5 out of 5, Dan. Kennedy, when she gets 5 out of 5, she goes, woohoo. Me, I'm dancing around the studio like an idiot.
Well, unfortunately, Gazella, we cannot give you the win, but we do appreciate you playing.
Yes, you did fantastic. Those were really
hard
questions.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yes, I am Gisela from Maynard, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch The Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.